Now, new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
For the 27th of March, we'll review the governor debate from last night if you missed any parts of that. Life is a cabaret, we'll explain in a moment. The weather is always top priority. Meteorologist to speak in just moments. Still missing in Muncie, an active silver alert. We'll review, and somebody won the millions and millions of dollars last night. It probably wasn't you, unless you live in New Jersey. I think that's where the winner was. Hi, hello, and good morning. Steve Lindell hosting Delaware County Today, 8.06 a.m. Eastern Time. Good morning, Mama in Minnesota. I see your little Alexa flag on my map. Many others are listening, including Florida. Perhaps they want to know what Paul Poteet is going to say for our weather. He's our meteorologist. He's in charge.
Colder air has moved in behind yesterday's front, so no more rain, no more big winds, but awfully chilly, a high of only 46, morning clouds and clearing in the afternoon. Clear tonight all the way down to 29, so it's a frosty Thursday start, lots of sunshine, and a high tomorrow of 54. Tomorrow night's low, 37, not as cold. Then Friday, mostly to partly sunny, we're going all the way to 63. We do have scattered shower and storm chances beginning Friday night, and we'll have them on and off through Easter weekend. 65 on Saturday and 60 for the high on Easter Sunday. Rain and storms likely Monday, and showers could continue into Tuesday.
Okie dokie, good for the grass. Thank you, Paul Poteet, meteorologist for WMUN. Bottom of hour, we're going to talk to Loretta Parsons, in charge of the Soup Kitchen of Muncie. They've got their big event coming up, and the Soup Kitchen of Muncie is our hometown hero of the month this month. All right, let's bring in our first guest. I would say, there she is, but you did not bring your crown this morning, Kaylin Mellum.
So sorry.
You left it at home.
Yeah.
Or one of them.
I guess I did. I don't know, I was getting ready, and I was like, well, I guess it's just my voice. It's not my head or my...
it doesn't work with the headphones very well either.
Correct.
We have that problem.
It's my mistake. I should have worn the sparkly hat.
Totally messing with it. We're not here about that. She has been in plenty of pageants and so on. We've talked to her previously on some of those occasions. But now we're here to talk about a nonprofit organization that you're very proud of.
Yes.
And that you'd like to explain to the community how they can be involved to help you help others. Is that a good way to put it?
Absolutely. Okay. In fact, the mission statement is all about using our voices and our talents and any type of theatrical skills we have with each other and also for each other. And it's called ACT. It stands for Advocating for Change Through Theater. It was founded in 2019. And since then, I've reached out to a lot of community leaders and community members to collaborate on all of our skills and wisdom to try to brainstorm ways that we can take it to the next level as I represented at Miss Indiana this summer.
All right. And you do this through cabaret?
Cabarets are the... in my opinion, the best way to promote it and to actually get the end goal that I'm trying to do. Okay. So I invite friends who are dancers or singers or have a special monologue they want to share, anything that's theater related, and we put together a cabaret where the entry fee is either snacks for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Muncie or canned goods for Second Harvest, or sometimes it's collecting donations for Riley Children's Hospital. But this one that's coming up in about a month, exactly a month actually, is going to be a fun one. And I'm really trying to push the word out a little bit more this time around.
Tell us about it. Tell us the wheres, the whens, and all that.
It is Saturday, April 27th. It's on Ball State University's campus at Pruis Hall. And the start time is 7:30 p.m. All you have to do is bring a can of food, maybe like canned corn, canned beans, anything like that.
Non-perishable food
item. Or non-perishable foods, absolutely.
Yeah, got it.
By the end of the night, we're hoping that if every audience member brings at least one, then we'll have up to 200, 300 pounds of food to take to Second Harvest Food Bank located here in Muncie, Indiana.
Very nice.
Yeah.
How did you start getting involved with a charitable organization? Does that date back to one of your competitions?
It does. Yes. The coolest thing, in my opinion, about the Miss America opportunity is one of the 5 points of the crown, they say, is service. And that is the one that I am most appreciative of and I think has helped me the most as I step into different positions in my life. When we serve others, we are literally changing the world. And I love being able to do that through theater. So in 2019, I graduated high school that year. Shout out to Yorktown High School. I better shout out while I'm on air.
Go Tigers. Go Tigers.
Go Tigers. I did my first pageant, and it was a really hard thing to navigate, but one thing that was required of all of the candidates
mm-hmm.
that day
yeah.
was to have a community service initiative or some type of community platform that you're representing. I wasn't sure what to do at the time, and it took me a few competitions to be like, okay, what do I actually want to talk about here? What actually touches my heart? What am I passionate about? Theater all the way.
Okay.
And so it took a few local pageants to find my groove and really establish ACT. But since then, I've represented it at the state level and several local competitions, and it has eventually landed where it is now.
And you said just a moment ago, and I didn't mean to blast past that, you have decided to enter another pageant.
Yes. So I had the Miss Ball State University title this time a year ago, and it was so much fun to represent the Cardinals, so shout out to the Cardinals now.
Chirp, chirp.
And now I am the current Miss Southern Heartland. So I got that title back in September, and I've been all over the state of Indiana since then and really exploring the Southern Heartland. But with that local title comes Miss Indiana Prep, and another visit to state this year at Miss Indiana at the end of June.
Nice. Outstanding.
Thank you.
You obviously really like these competitions.
I do.
That you get something from them.
Of course.
And one of the things, and it's a neat ancillary benefit, is the fact that you, I first met you when you were the lowly Delaware County Fair,
the fair queen.
Oh, sheesh. How long ago was that?
Almost 3 years ago.
Three years.
It was 2021. Somewhat. So like two and a half.
But I think that even then, and I remember that conversation to some degree because that's a long time for my gray hair, my dude brain. Ask Nancy. Anyway, I remember even then you were obviously 3 years younger.
Mm-hmm.
You're still a kid, but more of a kid then. You seemed like you really cared about community then. You seemed like you really cared about people, and then you've gotten into this and sort of fostered all of that and have grown it even more. That's really cool for you and for everybody.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Keep being that way, would you?
Thank you. I think I realize every time that I think my love for theater is definitely from within, but when you work with teams, whether it's a drama club at a high school or such an incredible program like Muncie Civic Theater, you realize how much a group of people can do when they come together. And all of the things you can accomplish when you are all sharing one passion. And on top of that, it's so much fun. I love performing. I love inviting an audience in to share what I feel when I'm on a stage. So I think I try to, you know, serve the community in the most fun way possible.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. If it all works together, then everybody wins.
Absolutely.
Kaylin Mellum. People are talking about the event coming up for ACT, Advocating for Change Through Theater, and the April 27th event at Pruce Hall. We'll tell you some more about that when we get a little closer. Tickets, how do they get tickets in advance or at door?
You don't have to get them.
Oh, it's because of the food thing.
Yeah,
just show up with a canned food item.
Right, I try to make it as easy as possible.
Okay.
Of course, sometimes it's like, oh, yeah, I don't have my ticket to remind me, but go ahead, put it in your calendars now. It's April 27th. 7:30, and then you just show up, someone will be there to greet you, and then there will be a place to put your food. And we'll take care of all of it at the end of the night or the following Monday to Second Harvest.
Excellent. Nice to see you again, Kaylin.
Nice
glad you're doing
you.
Well. More Thanks. Coming up this morning on Delaware County Today from WMUN.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Hello, America. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you don't have Consumer Cellular yet, now is the perfect time to switch and save. For a limited time, new customers can get wireless service for as low as $15 a month for your first year. Yep, the same exact nationwide coverage as the leading carriers for $15 a month for an entire year. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com and use code RADIO15.
See ConsumerCellular.com/first year 15 for promotional.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right, if the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020. Again, that's 1-800-506-2020.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cash back app out there. It's free to download and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BLING to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BLING for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BLING for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Listen to Delaware County Today on Alexa. Just enable the skill. Then say, Alexa, play WMUN. Now back to Steve Lindell.
If you're waking up on March the 27th, wondering about Mega Millions, somebody won, but not from around here. We'll try to get that report later in the hour. First, let's go to some of our coverage from last night's Republican debate for the governor of Indiana. Fox 59, CBS 4, and a bunch of others came together to put the four top candidates for the Republican nomination for Indiana governor on the stage, as it were, in a studio. We were about we carried that live, by the way, part of our promise of helping inform voters about that and a lot of other political races coming up for the May 7th primary. That was on WLBC 104.1 FM last night. But we're probably about 12 minutes or 13 minutes into the hour-long debate when there were some attacks on Senator Braun.
Mr. Chambers, you have 60 seconds. Would you direct Indiana resources to support deportation of undocumented immigrants? And if so, how?
Listen, this is a failure of our federal government. Our Congress has failed us, and Senator Braun's failed us on the border.
We turn now to you, Mr. Doden. Would you back this deportation operation with Hoosier resources in the future Trump administration if he should be reelected? And if so, how? 60 seconds for your response, Mr. Doden.
Well, first of all, I think President Biden needs to do his job. I think Congress needs to do their job. And I'll point to Senator Mike Braun, who goes down to the border and cuts a TV commercial, tells us that he's bringing solutions to the problem, and just a few short days later then says, oh, well, let's not have solutions because of politics.
It's very clear.
It's the same legislative template that was in place for Trump when we had record low immigration, and Biden undid all of it. And a bill, unless a guy like Schumer is going to bring it forward, it's not going to work. You need to learn how that works in the U.S. government.
That from last night's governor debate for the Republican candidates that qualified for it in the studios of Fox 59 and CBS 4. That was an edited portion just to give you a sense of how that segment went. You can hear the entire debate. It's a replayable feature on our news page already this morning, wolfboomnews.com, wolfboomnews.com. One of the other questions they asked, and personally, and as a news anchor and reporter, and as a voter, I thought it was an unexpected question, not a bad one, but unexpected. Of all the questions they could have asked, it was about time zones. What the question was, and I think they may phrase this in the audio clip that we're going to play in a minute here. They wanted to know from the four candidates which of the time zones they would advocate for, the central zone or the eastern zone. Let's hear what the candidates said.
It's a question actually several viewers raised about Indiana time zones. Would you support putting Indiana on a unified time zone? If so, central or eastern time? We'll start first with Mr. Braun with 30 seconds for that question.
It's funny because that comes up each year in the Congress as well. It doesn't make it past one chamber. So what we've got currently, and we happen to be actually positioned in the central time zone, but have stayed in the eastern, except for counties in the northwest and the southwest. That, I hear more and more people would like to not change their clocks. And that is something I'd look at. And that gets traction now and then. And you hear it more and more recently. So I'm not ruling that out.
So you said you're not ruling it out. If it should come across your desk with more support from voters and Hoosiers, do you have that preference for either central or eastern? And again, just 15 seconds to clarify here.
Well, when I weighed in on that issue before, it was for the central time zone. That's the one we're in. The economy is moving to the south and the southwest. That orientation to the east has always been why we've been in the eastern time zone. You got to look at that carefully because you're getting opinions from both sides and they're about equally weighted, although the issue comes up more all the time.
Mr. Braun, thank you. Now to you, Ms. Crouch, in 30 seconds. Would you go to one time zone here in the state? And if so, which time zone would that be? 30 seconds.
Well, I live in Indianapolis during the week, and I travel to Evansville every weekend where my home and my husband is. Now, don't feel sorry for him. He likes the arrangement. But I'm constantly moving back from central to eastern time. And what I hear from people when I'm traveling the state is that they would prefer that we just stay on one time and not move the clocks back and forth. So to the extent that the General Assembly is open to that discussion, I certainly would be open to it.
Mr. Doden, the same question now to you. Would a Doden administration be in favor of one time zone? And if so, would that be central or eastern? 30
Mr.
seconds.
Chambers.
And we'll get to Mr. Doden first. One moment. Let's get to Mr. Chambers first.
I don't hear it as much. What I do hear is from farmers typically about one time zone, and they have an opinion on that. I would be open to it as well, and it would probably be central time zone as well.
All right. And now, Mr. Doden, your response to the same question on a unified time zone here in the state and which time zone you would prefer. If so, 30 seconds.
Yeah, so I'm open to different ideas here and working with the General Assembly. I've heard both sides. I've heard some people say that they'd like to stay eastern. Some say central. I think there's a broader discussion. I do think that in talking with a lot of people, they're not interested in changing their clocks. So I think this is a discussion that will be ongoing and will require collaboration with all of us involved.
All right. That from last night's governor debate that we aired live on Wolf Boom Radio's WLBC 104.1 FM. You can replay the entire debate unedited and for you to learn the candidates' pluses, minuses, pros, cons, and develop your voting opinion. That is on wolfboomnews.com. You'll see a link that will take you to, I believe, the Fox 59 video archives, which would allow you to replay that. All right, and before the end of the hour, one of the other segments that we wanted to share with you this morning was one of the very hotly contested items in the state of Indiana, and that's the subject of marijuana, medical use and or recreational use. You'll hear what the candidates had to say about that before the end of the hour. All right, let's get to the money thing now. Someone is a brand new billionaire today. Fox's Chris DeMeo has that.
A single winner from New Jersey taking Tuesday's $1.1 billion Mega Millions jackpot.
It's the fifth largest prize in the history of the game. If the winner opts for the lump sum, they'd get over $537 million before taxes. The jackpot winner overcoming the odds of 1 in 302 million. There were 13 second prize winners, each winning $1 million. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Not sure if anybody from Indiana may have won one of those $1 million prizes. We'll watch the Mega Millions website to see if there's anything to report there. We always like to give you the lighter side of news sometimes, too. Life is a stressy place. You know what I mean? How about a quick snapshot of our day today?
It's March 27th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. It's National Scribble Day. Today is meant to inspire kids to be kind through silly art, but really that's a sentiment which can apply to everyone. Encouraging a child to grab some crayons, a pad of paper, and just let their imaginations run wild can be a joy for everyone involved. You could even turn it into an activity for the whole family. Bring in the grandparents and see what they can create. Remember, there are no wrong choices. Also on this date, in 1939, the University of Oregon wins the first NCAA men's championship, beating Ohio State 46-33. The first March Madness tournament had only 8 teams vying for the national title. If it's your birthday today, you share it with Patty Hill, the composer and songwriter who wrote Happy Birthday to You, born in 1868. And singer Mariah Carey, born in 1971. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Thank you very much. Fox News Radio affiliate WMUN updates right before the top of the hour, every hour, an update from the Baltimore Bridge collapse and what they know today as far as exactly what transpired and how that happened. We'll have those reports coming up from that news gathering partner through the day on WMUN. Don't fret. We have a guest coming into the studio in a moment. Fret, F-R-E-T is the word of the day, W-M-U-N. To become worried or be agitated. There's also a sub-definition here that I did not know. To eat or gnaw into. That's also a definition for fret. I learned something new this morning as we have Loretta Parsons coming into the studio in just a moment. Live on WMUN.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text AREA to 424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text AREA to 42424. That's AREA to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You hear us every day on the radio.
Have you ever considered what it would be like working with us?
If so, I have a secret. You have a chance.
Hey, it's no secret. Later today from 4 to 6, Woof Boom Radio is hosting open interviews for account executive,
full-time on-air talent,
engineering technical assistant,
and daytime news reporter.
Yeah, meet the hiring manager. Get a feel for the Woof Boom culture. We'll bring the snacks and drinks. All you gotta do is bring your resume.
Now you're asking yourself if this would be a good fit. Well, do you have experience building client relationships? A voice for radio? Or perhaps you're a tech person that wants to keep things working behind the scenes? If so, let's talk. Go on, put it on your calendar.
For more info on these positions, go to woofboom.com/careers.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Hankook DynaPro AT2 Extreme. But did you know they sell other automotive products, wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few? Everything you need to elevate your drive. Go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I need two things for my breakfast, and Silk gives me both. I need to enjoy it, oh, because meals are meant to be enjoyed, right? And I need it to fuel my morning. Silk has flavors, varieties, and recipes so anyone can make a breakfast they love. A smoothie, cereal, there are endless possibilities. My favorite, I like smoothies. I like salted peanut butter and snickerdoodle, if you hadn't noticed. And it's a good source of vitamins A, D, and E to help power you through your day. It's plant-based breakfast perfection. Learn more about Silk products at silk.com.
FM, AM, and Alexa. Live daily and on demand at WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Steve Lindell on Delaware County Today.
We talk about what people are talking about in Muncie, Delaware County, and today we're going to talk about our hometown hero of the month, the Soup Kitchen of Muncie. Loretta Parsons, always smiling in studio. Do you ever not smile, Loretta?
Well, sometimes maybe, but I try to smile a lot.
Full disclosure, it happens sometimes.
That's sometimes fair.
For those that aren't familiar, our Hometown Hero of the Month program, by the way, is an award-winning thing that we've done for quite a while. We ask for 501c3s, not-for-profits, groups, clubs, organizations, cities, towns that aren't getting as much due attention that they deserve, that we believe, and we give them an in-kind donation of more than $10,000 in publicity and promotion and news coverage and so on to help lift them up because they're lifting up our community. Anyway, that's what the Hometown Hero program is. And as it relates to everything I just said, Soup Kitchen of Muncie is all of those things and more. For those that aren't familiar, Loretta, please tell them just the overview of what the Soup Kitchen of Muncie is and how it all works.
Sure. Well, the Soup Kitchen of Muncie got started, actually, 30 years ago. That's what we're celebrating this year. And we serve the hungry. That's it in a nutshell. Our mission is to serve anyone that needs a meal without regard to, you know, sex, race, creed, religion, whatever. We're there to serve whoever is hungry. A meal, a hot meal, and a sack lunch. So everybody gets two meals when they come through our door.
In order to do that, you have to have workers, volunteers. You also have to have funding.
That's true. We need money, as a lot of 501c3s do. So the fundraiser that we have, we're bringing that back this year, and it is going to be different. It's going to be a gala, and we hope to raise some funds to help us.
Okay.
Last year was our biggest year that we've ever had in the 30 years. We served close to 40,000 people, which equates to about 80,000 meals last year in 2023. And, of course, the need was great, but then inflation was high, and so our food budget is, you know, really, really suffered.
All the more reason that the April 20th event has to happen and be successful for the sake of all the help that you want to give. Horizon Convention Center, how do they get tickets? We'll get back to the event details in a little bit here.
Okay, yeah, tickets are available on Eventbrite. They're $75 a person, or if you purchase a table of 10, that would be $650.
Okay, very good. And you can bring a bunch of friends from work or church or maybe you can just meet some friends or whatever
and do that.
So you said it'll be different. And it's a gala, so it's not just a meal and a speech.
Right.
It's tell us some of the details,
sure.
Would you? Loretta?
So we've engaged some creative people in our community this year. Joined the committee, Fred Reese, Michelle Kinsey, and Sarah Gullen. Help us plan this great event for our 30th anniversary, like I said, as well as Muncie's rich in art, culture, and history. We're kind of combining those things, and we're going to have a live auction with the wonderful artists that have contributed to us over the years, Dan Woodson, Ann Johnson, Margie Prim, and Alan Patrick, just to name a few. So that will be going on with some experiences as well. But it is going to be different because we're going to have some live art presentations. that the group, the committee's been creating. So these experiences will be performed by Muncie Civic Theater, and an assortment of artists are creating live art, like I said, such as hair art, caricature mm-hmm. art,
mm-hmm.
and right, yeah, and portrait photography from Rahel Jackson.
Okay.
And so it's going to be just a wonderful event, and the food that the Horizon is creating is just amazing.
It's called Painting a Brighter Picture by Fighting Hunger, Feeding Hope. It's
correct.
For the Soup
correct.
Kitchen of Muncie. The 30th anniversary gala will happen at the Horizon Convention Center April the 20th. If you're just clicking in, or maybe you missed how to get tickets, we'll get to that in just a second. What I wanted to ask everybody, or ask on the for the sake of everybody, is what's proper attire? You know, how dress up, yeah. dress. You know, how to do that?
I think business casual probably
okay.
is fine.
If somebody wanted to wear a suit and a fancy dress,
sure,
it sounds
that,
very appropriate.
Yes,
if you want to go that
yes,
route, yeah?
That's correct. That
what's Fred Reese going to wear? Because Fred Reese, he didn't show up anywhere, and not you know, something special is
going
to happen with Fred.
You just don't know for sure about Fred.
Is he not the best ever?
Oh, it's been a lot of fun working with him.
And you cracked off a bunch of names here
yes.
that are fabulous people in our
yes.
community, too, doing a very nice thing. In this case, the benefactor is Soup Kitchen of Muncie. They're our hometown hero of the month. Before we get to the tickets as the last item here, anything you haven't touched on, Loretta, that you want to make sure to get in before we wrap up the segment?
Right. We still can use sponsors as well. So we've got lots of levels out there. You get on our website. You can see the sponsors that have donated already. And if you'd be interested in that, it's real easy just to get a hold of us through our website. SoupKitchenOfMuncie.org.
All right. And the ticket information, give them that
once
one
again,
last
sure.
time, please.
Yeah, it's $75 a person. You can get your tickets on Eventbrite. And if you want to do a table of 10, that would be $650 for a table of 10.
All right. Look forward to a full house that night.
That's correct. Yes.
All right.
And party. Party,
absolutely.
Party.
Fun. And you're helping out a really, really important and incredible effort that happens every day in your community, Muncie. And most of you probably don't even know what's going on, but it is, and there's good-hearted people doing good-hearted things like Loretta Parsons and all the great work that's done for Soup Kitchen of Muncie. Great to see you, Loretta.
Thank you, Steve.
As we continue with more in just a moment, Delaware County Today live on WMUN.
Thinking about taking that injectable diabetes med to lose weight? Oh, your goal is to lose weight, right? The drug manufacturer's website says that an average 220-pound user loses 12 pounds over 56 weeks. Hi, this is Zola from PlanZDiet.com. Plan Z dieters on average lose 31 pounds in 50 days. Do you really want to wait 56 weeks? I know, there are juicy pictures on the internet of people who have lost more. But the Today Show just featured a woman who gained 8 pounds using the drug, so she quit, and then she gained 20 more. So that happens too. The drug's reported side effects are no fun either. Nausea, diarrhea, kidney issues. Even the FDA says that when you stop taking the drug, you're likely to gain the weight back lightning fast. Don't worry, Plan Z has my ZR50 Crave Control Spray. It helps you with the detox, the cravings, the crabbiness, and more. Still thinking about that shot to lose weight? It's up to you, but I'd check out Plan Z Diet first. PlanZDiet.com.
Save big money now at Menards. Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated decking and lumber. AC2 pressure-treated thick decking is 15% thicker than standard 1-inch decking, providing a stronger, more durable deck surface. Plus, get free estimates fast, in-store, or online with our deck design programs. And conveniently pick up your materials in our drive-thru lumber yard. Head into Menards and get started on your deck project today.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, I'm Mark Cuban, entrepreneur, businessman, and TV fan. People always come to me for investment advice. So here's a quick tip for you. Stop overpaying for cable and switch to Philo. What's Philo? It's the best way to watch more than 70 of your favorite channels and save big on your monthly bills. You can stream top channels like AMC, A&E, Discovery, live and on demand. Philo's also got a library with thousands of hours of movies and shows just waiting for you. Plus, an unlimited DVR that lets you save all your favorites and rewatch them for up to 1 year. All of this for just $25 a month. You don't need me to tell you that this is a deal you need to make. Philo, now and forever.
Head on over to philo.tv. That's philo.tv. And start your 7-day free trial now.
There's a certain feeling you get when you open a book and dive into a story. But where did the story begin? What inspired it? And what exactly is the community reading? Find out by joining Cam and TC every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Page Turners, the broadcast book club brought to you by Muncie Community Schools, right here on WMUN, the talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM. Hear more? Replays uploaded daily on WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Our local news summary airs in just seconds. Shortly after that, we'll bring you another segment of last night's governor debate that was heard live on Woof Boom Radio from Mike Rhodes, who is listening right now. Fret is a thin strip of material, usually metal wire, that is inserted along the neck or fretboard of a stringed instrument, like a guitar. And I pronounced it guitar. I don't think that Mike does. Mike is the editor-in-chief of MuncieJournal.com and the 765BusinessJournal.com, and he knows things. Oh, he knows things. Now, at 8:41 live, let's get to our local news summary on WMUN. Waiting 2 weeks for your state championship game is difficult.
Because you just came off of a grueling weekend where you had to win two games against two very, very good teams to get there. So I think it's nothing but a benefit. What I would say is, for the story of Selma and that community, they are just so excited for this opportunity.
Mark Forrester will call the game as Wapahani coverage on WMUN Radio begins with studio anchor Jared Boomer at 11 a.m. this Saturday. Investigators are piecing together what happened the night of a mass shooting at a bar in Indy from last Saturday. Kurt Darling explains.
Audio captured by security cameras of the shooting from a neighboring business. In all, six people were shot.
We're going to need about 4 or 5 ambulances here. They have at least 4 people shot.
Four civilians, an off-duty IMPD officer working security at the 1111 Bar and Grill, and Dominic Durham, who was fatally shot by the officer. Police say Durham is the one who started shooting first. There is some question over whether 1111 should have even been open that night, since owners are going through some legal issues over the bar's liquor license. Kurt Darling, Network Indiana.
They suspended the House rules, and the hurrying of last Friday's spending bill vote was not appreciated by Congressman Greg Pence.
But this was $1.2 trillion bill that we finally got. And I'm going to tell you, Steve, we did the same thing that you and I talked about years ago. I got the bill at 2:44 in the morning, and this time I had 29 hours to go through it.
And his vote?
Found a lot of things I couldn't stand. I voted yes, and here's why I voted yes.
Okay.
$800 billion of this $1.2 trillion was for the military, which most importantly included a 5.2 pay increase.
From WMUN News Radio yesterday morning. A new cement plant in Mitchell is getting money from the feds. John Herrick explains why.
It's a plant run by Heidelberg Materials, and it will get up to $500 million from the U.S. Department of Energy. Heidelberg CEO Chris Ward says the money will go towards making his plant more environmentally friendly.
So, you know, Heidelberg Materials is one of the largest cement, concrete, and aggregate producers around the world. And the decarbonization of our sector is very important to the company.
And he says by doing this, they're minimizing energy consumption and reducing greenhouse gas emissions. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
Madison County Engineer Jessica Baston says the newly formed County Park Board meets tomorrow at noon at the Madison County Government Center.
The consultants are going to give the presentation of the master plan.
and talk about kind of the framework and steps moving forward over the next 3, 5, 10 years and so forth.
She said that launches the final phase of public engagement prior to submission of the plan to DNR. Detailed copies will be published at various locations before an April 11th evening meeting for the public. Brett Busby, WMUN Radio News.
McCreese Vision Group in Muncie has free eclipse glasses around town.
All the fire departments are distributing glasses daily. The station number one is Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, and all the other stations are from Monday to Thursday, 2 to 6.
Dr. McCreese, sponsor of Wolf Boom Radio, also says they've donated to many area schools, too. Pipeline bill makes a move. Energy and Commerce Committee report from 6th District Congressman Greg Pence.
This bill is to enhance the safety of pipeline and also to explore, and this was my amendment, explore how we can move hydrogen, which the oil companies, the engine manufacturers, auto manufacturers like to use hydrogen in vehicles, which is a much better idea than using all electric because there's lots of hydrogen that can be produced. And so that passed the Energy and Commerce Committee. It passed the House, and hopefully the Senate picks it up and the president takes a look at it.
That from WMUN News Radio yesterday morning. Unrelated to that legislation, but gas line related, it was planned maintenance yesterday in Muncie near the old Woolahan Lumberyard when CenterPoint Energy made some noise and accidentally frightened some, including our reporter, Sean Mattingly. John Catino, Delaware County EMA director, confirmed it was no problem.
I'm Peter Killeen. A former Muncie man whose gunshots killed a person and wounded six others, sentenced to 20 years in prison after pleading guilty to attempted murder. 24-year-old Vashawn Harnett, pleading guilty in December, reports the Star Press in connection with the May 18, 2019 shooting of Tyler Childers outside a home on West Euclid Avenue. The Muncie Three Trails Music Series out with details of its 2024 season, including four free concerts at the Commons downtown. All shows begin at 7 p.m. and are all ages. You can find out more, the artists, including samples of their music, at Muncie3Trails.com.
The Indianapolis Colts are taking their brand and fan base overseas.
The Colts will place their blue and white horseshoe in Germany and Austria for the next 5 years as part of the NFL's Global Markets Program. Basically, the Colts will have two other homes in addition to Indianapolis. The organization plans to build fan clubs, open up marketing opportunities, and do just about anything else it would do here in the Hoosier State to build the Colts brand. Indianapolis already has a few players from Germany and Austria, and Indiana and Germany share strong business deals. Donnie Burgess, Network Indiana.
He's a teenager, but when he goes to court soon, he'll be treated as an adult.
Jeremy Briscoe is 15 and is accused of shooting Carlos Jairneary Guzman while he was driving in Brownsburg back in early March. Guzman's car ended up slamming into a home. Court documents say that Briscoe was pinpointed by investigators as the shooter, and prosecutors are charging him as an adult. Police say the gun Briscoe used to shoot Guzman was what they call a ghost gun. No serial number on it. Kirk Darling, Network Indiana.
A man from Illinois was already on the run when state police caught him driving well over the speed limit.
The front of his Chevy SUV was in rough shape when state police clocked Indris Thomas driving 115 miles per hour on I-80 in Lake County Sunday. A woman and 8-year-old child were inside asking him to pull over, but police say Thomas took an exit off the interstate before crashing the car into three parked cars. The woman and child were okay, but Thomas tried to run for it, dropping a pair of pistols in the process. A taser is what stopped him. Officers say he was already fleeing from a hit and run before he was caught. Now he's in the Lake County Jail on 8 different charges. Harrison Silcox, Network Indiana.
WLBC reporter Brett Busby now with a DEA update.
Xylazine has quickly come into play as a highly abused drug. Michael Gannon, assistant special agent in charge of DEA Indianapolis, talked to us about why it's so dangerous.
It gives a similar effect, such as an opioid. However, it's not an opioid. It's a veterinarian tranquilizer. People under the influence of xylazine, if they're having a drug such as fentanyl mixed in with the xylazine, the Narcan will not reverse the effect because xylazine is not an opioid.
Brett Busby, WMUN Radio News.
Thank you, Brett. Great job. 8:49 live. Steve Lindell here. Hard freeze again tonight. Cover up plants if you want them to last a little longer. Another segment now from last night's governor debate.
Indiana is surrounded by neighboring states that have legalized marijuana in one form or another. So, question tonight, do you support legalizing marijuana for either medicinal or recreational purposes? Ms. Crouch, we'll start with you. You have 30 seconds.
I stand with law enforcement and oppose the legalization of marijuana. And I have the endorsements, and I'm grateful for the endorsements of over two dozen sheriffs here in the state of Indiana. You see, my family has struggled with mental illness and addiction. My mother, my brother, my sister, our daughter. And so, to me, personally, I'm not in favor of legalizing marijuana. We need to be focused on getting help to those struggling with mental illness and addiction, which will be my top priority, not legalizing another drug.
15 seconds here to clarify. What about medicinal marijuana? Is that something you'd be
open to? I would
not
be in favor of legalizing marijuana.
In any form?
Period. Oh,
Mr. Chambers, do you support legalizing marijuana for either medicinal or recreational use? You have 30 seconds.
It's amazing how, as I've driven all over the state of Indiana, how I hear about this topic every time. I'm having seniors come up to me and veterans come up to me talking about legalizing marijuana. So I am supportive of medicinal marijuana being legalized. Now, that said, we have our federal government has screwed this up again. We have conflicts with federal laws and regulations and state laws and regulations. That would have to get resolved to be able to evaluate recreational. We need to make sure law enforcement is at the table. But we don't want to trade one problem for another. We have to study this very closely before we would go down the road on recreational.
Thank you, Mr. Chambers. Mr. Doden, what's your stance on legalized marijuana, medicinal or recreational? 30 seconds.
I'm clearly not in favor of legalizing marijuana. I think we have a major addiction issue in our state. In fact, we have some of the highest addiction in the country for our young people and teenagers. And so from my perspective, in listening to law enforcement, they're very clear of some of the challenges. The marijuana today is very potent, and it could lead to all kinds of challenges. And I think we can also see what's happening in other states that have legalized marijuana. You know, so from my perspective, you know, we are not going to legalize marijuana. We need to protect people and make sure they have a better future, and I don't think that does that.
You're against it in any form? 15 seconds.
Yeah, I'm open to the idea of talking about it from a medical perspective, but I'm against the legalization of marijuana.
Mr. Braun, you've also spoken about potentially medicinal marijuana, perhaps. What's your position on this? 30 seconds.
It's even gotten more complicated in the sense that marijuana can be laced with stuff like fentanyl, so you got to be very careful. The fact is, we're surrounded by four states, two of which I think got both legal, and two medical marijuana. So nullification is what happens when states are able to do things, and the feds got a law on the books that says otherwise. It's going to hit all of us. I'm going to listen to law enforcement. They have to put up with the brunt of it. Medical marijuana is where I think the case is best made that maybe something needs to change. But I'll take my cue from law enforcement there as well.
So you'd potentially be open to medicinal marijuana?
Yes, because I hear a lot of input where that's helpful, and okay. I think that you need to listen and see what makes sense.
From last night's live broadcast on WLBC and the Wolf Boom Radio Group, that emanated from downtown Indianapolis for the governor's debate for those seeking the Republican nomination. To Georgia we go this morning.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Students from the University of Georgia make the Dean's List for saving a mom and her kids from drowning. Jane McArdle, Mary McCollum, Eleanor Cart, Clark Jones, and Caitlin Ioannis were driving together when they saw an SUV swerve off the road and into a creek. Very quickly, the young ladies turned their car around and got out to help. They saw the car start to sink and without hesitation decided to jump in to do what they could to save the family. Somehow, the women were able to get the door open, which was taking on water, and one by one, they got the mom and her two kids out. But that's not it. Clark, one of the rescuers, used her CPR training from being a lifeguard to save the four-year-old who was not breathing. The local sheriff's department shared the story and wrote that if it wasn't for the bravery and quick action of each of these young women, this story would not have had a happy ending. To Jane, Mary, Eleanor, Clark, and Caitlin, you're all heroes. Janice Dean, Fox News.
We like happy endings on WMUN, Delaware County Today. I'm Steve Lindell. Just got a note a second ago from our friend Peggy Lewis. They will have another candidate for them. We knew one was coming up April 2 for their group, Muncie Resists. They will have this for state and federal primary candidates. We will share more about that information when we get all that put together, probably on our local news summary tomorrow. And we appreciate, Peggy, for you sharing that with us, and we look forward to sharing it with everybody else. That'll do it for this morning's program. For Emily Guffey, my producer in the Axia Command Center, I'm Steve Lindell, thanking our guests today, thanking our listeners even more. Back again tomorrow morning, live 8 to 9 a.m. local time, Eastern Zone on WMUN.